anybody listening.
W4SPX.
Something X. Repeater got a little scratchy there for a little bit. Name's Larry. Call us KC4SKD. Headed home and then headed back out to get some groceries. I hear we're supposed to get some snow this weekend.
Yeah, roger that. The name here is Brad. I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. But yeah, I heard it's supposed to be all the fluffy white snow and not the ice, though.
So we got a car that'll go in that, because every time it snowed, we've gone everywhere we wanted to in the snow. But the stuff we had the other day, no, I didn't even try it, because we had sleet several years ago covered our driveway, and it wouldn't go up the driveway. So I thought, okay, better not try that any time again, just sleet.
Even today, when I was going to work, I leave for work at 3:15 in the morning, and there's patches of ice, and you got to be careful, but I'm glad we didn't get it like they thought it was, but I'm lucky in the fact that it happened when it did, because I wasn't going to drive in it either, and, but I'm off every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, normally. So, I got lucky on that. I didn't have to miss any time from work.
Yeah, but I went in late Monday. I got there about 12:30. I kept watching the road, and once the road started changing color, I knew that the ice was melting. But I took my laptop home from work, too, so I was able to work a couple hours from home.
I can do that kind of stuff. I work at a distribution center at Walmart in Lawrence, so I got sense of about 21, 22 miles. It takes about 30 minutes to get there. And, you know, they ain't paying my car insurance, my car insurance. Don't go and don't pay or whatever. But, yeah, I'm glad it worked out for you and it worked out for me. And we didn't. One thing I was grateful for is we didn't lose any power over.
We lost power Sunday for about 30 minutes. That was all. But we're prepared. I got some kerosene lamps that really do a great job. They're old Aladdin lamps, and we've got a battery, one of those portable power station battery backup units, all kind of flashlights and stuff. So we're okay.
I don't know when the finances will accommodate me, but I want to work on a backup, like a generator. But, no, we had kerosene portable heat in case we needed it. Never had it pulled out. Of course, I have, like, oil lamps and candles. I have battery backups for my radios, but I don't know how to make those run to anything else, like a TV for my mom or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was just thankful that we didn't get the power outage. So very much a blessing.
Well, we got gas logs, and they'll run you out of there for a little bit. We can't run them wide open for long. So, but my mother has nothing. She has a couple little flashlights, and that's it. She loses power, she's in trouble. But fortunately, she's on the main line. So if the power outage is over there, they're going to get that main line back up real quick.
Yeah, that's good. Me and my mom live together. She will be 83 or 84 in April, and she got mobility problems. So I was really worried about her, but it all worked out. But, you know, just got to look out for those kind of folks that they can't just get up and go if they want to.
We kept a check on Mom. She was okay. She never lost power. I understand about that mobility issue. Anyhow, I'm going to go home and change clothes and dump this backpack and go get groceries. And I am very, very hungry. I ate a good lunch, but it is long gone. Had a quite busy day at work.
Yeah, I understand that, my friend. It's kind of like that with me sometimes. But, well, it was good talking to you. Name here is Brad. I forgot your first name. But I wanted to know if you went to the Guards Fest. Seems like I remember getting hit with so many call signs and stuff. And,
your name's Brad, and you asked me if I was going somewhere, and you were in and out of the repeater.
It might be my location. I got power lines all around me, but I was asking you if you went to the Guards Fest in Greenwood.
No, it's been a long time since I've been to the Greenwood Ham Fest. It's been probably 30 years since I've been to that. The last Ham Fest I went to was Shelby in, let's see, 2023, I think, is the last time I went to Shelby.
Okay, roger that. Well, I guess there's a call sign that sounded similar, but I'll let you get on with your business, and it was great talking to you. What was your first name again?
And I used to call the net on this repeater every other Friday night, but I've just got a lot of things going on, and hated to give it up, but I had to. I just got too many irons in the fire.
Yeah, roger that. I understand. You know, that's probably where I know your call sign from. But there was a guy that come up to the Guards Fest and introduced himself to me. And it might have been something similar to your call, and I just wondered if it was you. But anyway, my friend, hey, I'll be clear with you. It's, I done forgot KC4SKD, I think, from W4SBX. I'll be clear on your final.
W4SBX, yeah, and you got my call right. Sometimes I have to hear the call several times. If I don't write it down, hear it several times, remember. But good talking to you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
You do the same, Larry. I appreciate it. But, yeah, right now, at this moment, I didn't have a pen ready to write yours down. But KC4SKD, W4SBX, I'm clear.
That's
WJ, I think I heard W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville.
WX, N2SWJ, this is Scott. I'm currently in Greer, heading towards Table Rock.
Roger that. Do you work up that way or live up that way or whatever? What's the deal? It's probably going to be cold out there.
I live in Greer. My parents live out of Table Rock, but my dad, he's, you know, about to pass away, so I'm out there taking care of them and whatnot. I had to run to the house to do some stuff, so I'm on my way back out there for the night.
Roger that. I'm sorry to hear that, and I'll be praying for you and your family, but that's tough. I lost my dad in 2009. And I think about him every day. It still hurts.
It's hard to see him in the state he's in now. It's not the same as he was even just a month ago.
I kind of got, I'm not going to say lucky, but, I had great parents. I still have my mom, but my dad was like an awesome man, and I knew I was going to miss him when he was gone, but he had that emphysema from smoking and stuff. And so he was on oxygen probably about, probably 15, 17, 18 years before he passed away. So he was suffering. So I knew it was going to happen, but I just didn't want to see him suffer. But it still didn't make it easier for me and my family, you know what I mean?
And that completely. He's always been a heavy drinker, and that's what did him in, was the drinking. He just ate away his organs and everything, and he's only 74, and all his siblings, parents and relatives and stuff lived to be like 95 and stuff like that, so he's dying a lot younger than the relatives in his family.
Roger that. I was just letting the repeater drop, but as a drinker, and I've been to rehab many, many times, but I needed to heed the warning, but I just, I keep trying, and it's a tough thing to kick, but I guess all you can do is love them and, you know, tell them how much you love them. And for me, I've got to try to do better for people that depend on me, you know what I mean?
Understand. Yeah, that's what I try to do is love them and take care of them as best I can and, you know, and do what I could to help them.
Awesome, man. Well, commendable of you. And, you know, kind of a somber way to meet you, but it was great talking to you. But I've got to get ready for work in the morning. But I forgot your first name already. I want to say Scott, but I might be wrong.
You are correct. And yours was Brad, right?
Roger, roger.
Man, and have a good day at work tomorrow. I'm about to have to get out and pump gas anyway, so it's good timing.
Roger that. Hopefully this ain't the last time we... I'm a member of the Broaders Club for now and Anderson Radio Club, but I'll be clear with you. I forgot the call sign because I don't got a pen in my hand, but I forget it was N2STJ or something like that. So I'll be clear on your final, Scott.
I should be at the next Broaders meeting, and N2SWJ to W4SBX, I believe it was, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, you got that right. I just want to tell you something real quick before I cut loose with you, but the hours I work, I usually can't go to the meetings because I have to get up so early. But if it's something really cool, I'll ask my boss for the day off the next day, you know what I mean? But anyway, you be safe traveling out there. The roads are still might be icy up that way. And it's great talking to you, Scott. I'll be clear with you, W4SBX.
Have a great evening. 73 to you, man. Good evening. Clear. N2SWJ, clear.
73. 4HKX, KF4NXY. 4NXY.
4NXY
in C9B, hey Dave.
9B, KF4NXY.
Son, I heard you on the radio yesterday morning. I was heading into work, and I was up on the mountain, so I didn't want to holler at you, and by the time I got down the mountain and within range, I hollered for you, but you were already gone. I guess you were already working on your coffee.
Yeah, was in here fairly early the other morning, and I didn't hear nobody, so I went back to bed.
Yeah. You staying warm over there?
We're working on it. Just crank the furnace up another couple degrees. Sun go down, this house gets cold right quick.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been cold up in the mountains. And they're calling for another 3 to 6 inches of snow this weekend.
And this time it's going to be more of a snow event than ice, so people shouldn't be losing power as bad.
A determining factor. As long as we don't lose power, I'm good. But I've got a generator and all, but, you know, it's not the same time full power, so we'll deal with it with whatever comes.
I'm going to ask Patrick how he was doing up there in the mountains if... We still had power going and everything okay.
Not him in there. He's was running the HT at work yesterday morning. He probably won't run again today. And sometimes he had a little bit of difficulty getting in on the HT.
If he'd have to work or not, if they'd be running that school, if he'd have to go in to teach, but he may have to, next couple days. From what I was seeing on the news, they're going to start some of the local schools around here about 3 hours late.
Kids up here, they're on a home learning day, so they call that. No school tomorrow. Learning at home. But I heard you in there, Larry, and excuse me, Dave. Sorry about that. Larry was talking earlier. I've been to talk to him about something, but We will catch up with you later. It was good to hear you in there. I just wanted to know I heard you yesterday morning, but it was a little out of range. So, 73, have a great day. Good talking to you.
Good to catch you. Catch you on here. Stay warm and dry out there. It's, you know, like you say, it's just going to come back again Saturday, going into Sunday, and the roads are not going to be very safe. So I'll talk to you later. Appreciate the call. KF4NXY.
You have a great day, and we'll talk to you a little bit further down the pike. 73, stay warm, and we'll do the same. NC9B, clear.